Let's begin then. Thank you so very much for taking the time to listen, because I always enjoy getting an opportunity to mold and shape a mind for a little while, tell some fun fantasies and stories. It's a good time. Today's topic, well, might be a little bit controlling, one might say, or, altering, even. The sort of thing that might leave you a little different. Nothing too damning, of course. I wouldn't want to break a sweet little mind. No, but you may find afterwards that something isn't quite the same. Spectacular. Now, it's not exactly a hard process to follow directions. You've done it before, I'm certain of it. Everyone has, as part of the social contract of a society is that we sometimes follow directions from others, be it traffic lights, you know, maps, road signs, teachers, or in this case, between you and me, letting my voice guide you on a journey. And if you do allow me that opportunity, I promise to deliver you back just as you were before, albeit you'll have new memories and experiences, but other than that, you should be more or less all right. Since it's our favorite part of the year, well, at least here at Praxis Mimetics, the spookiest of seasons, one in which strange things go bump in the night and odd creatures crawl out from dark crevasses to offer strange gifts, I think it would be appropriate to share such a gift, albeit it may, at first glance, appear to be just another piece of refuse. I promise this story and the item involved are much more important than some lost trinket. And with that in mind, why don't we depart for the dreamscape? It's not a difficult process after all. We've all followed directions before. So just follow mine to the best of your ability, and before you know it, your mind will be wrapped up inside of an experience that is all-encompassing, as the mind's eye and its thoughts are, in a lot of ways, the sum total of your reality when you're here, when you close your eyes, when you shift your body to that most comfortable position for you to listen, knowing that at any point during these proceedings you can adjust to maintain that comfort, shift if you need to, open your eyes if you have to, but you will find that the more focused you become on listening and following, these directions will pull you and guide you into that wonderful place we're going to, one constructed entirely from fantasy. Our shared fantasy, one that I'm making for you. Feels nice to let your body become still and calm, finding that with each breath, you can allow the muscles that make it up to relax one by one, that you can let your mind stray as it needs to, knowing that every time a thought happens to wander in, it will find its way out promptly. It may even become a placid, calm state inside, one without any stray thoughts other than the words that I speak, the story that I weave. You may find that you simply become present in that reality, present right now. And of course, if anything should call to your attention during this time, it won't be difficult at all to rise up and deal with it. But if you find that you are able to listen and want to, well, your mind can become so crystal clear and focused on that, you can find that everything grows distant except for these words. Your thoughts, your room, your space, your body, your time, until you're just gently fading into the words. It's strange how words can transport one into an entirely different reality, simply scooping you up, pulling gently on that mind of yours, like so many ephemeral threads, weaving a tapestry of experience that can branch out into the dreamscape. And you may realize it now, or you may begin to understand it. You are there already, in that potential place in which stories are born. In which new possibilities and realms of thought can be easily explored. Looking out upon this place, visualizing it today, or feeling it, or knowing it, as the shifting, tumultuous, and wonderful place it is, an infinite sea of possibilities surrounding you. It may feel overwhelming for a moment to try to drink in all the stars that make up the sky, every grain of sand and a beach. But what makes it easier is when you have a guide. And that would be me. To reach out and point towards one spot in all of that potential, and to take your hand and pull you along to it. To move together as one, to feel the inexorable pull of the universe, and all that is to be offered within its bounds. I can see the destination already. A pulsing, gentle glow that almost flickers like a candle in the dark between storm clouds. There it is. Perfect. And glowing, and delightful. As we grow closer, you can find that your awareness may begin to strobe gently with that, flickering like a candle, as though your very awareness of the world was simply that, the reflections of light in the inside of a room, the reflections of an old electric candle. An old and electric candle that is ignited by a couple watts of power flowing through it. A room that spans out with peaks and rafters and insulation and piles of boxes spanning into the darkness. Awareness of a body not dissimilar from your own. One that is currently sitting amongst piles and heaps of objects in this attic, smelling the dusty, old mildew and dried wood, the faintest hint of, maybe it was sandalwood. You can't quite place the scent, but it doesn't matter. As you get back to looking through all the strange objects that you've encountered in this house. Up in the attic, there was a lot of weird junk left behind by the previous resident of this place, and you've just finally gotten around to clearing it out. And in doing so, you have uncovered trove after trove of oddity, from strange series of manga, odd collectibles, kitschy little things that must have had value at some point, but to even figure out what they reference, one would most likely need a very deep knowledge of the arcane, an understanding of things beyond your interest. However, here and there, scattered amongst all of this, Deatrice, is something interesting. Something unique, something lovely, and you're hoping you'll find more today. Working your way through this box, you found an electric candle, surprised that it even worked, let alone had a battery that could turn it on. You set your phone down again, using the LED attached to add a white, cool glow to this dark space as you rummage through the box. To find a large box within that made from plastic, from plexiglass. Strangely, though, the inside of the plexiglass has been lined with black vinyl, seeming to be saran wrapped from the inside in a weird and strange way. You examine it, noticing that the base plate is separate from the four walls and the roof, held in place by a friction fitting. Around that bottom, you notice there's thin pieces of tape holding it in place. As you examine it in your hands, the tape is old but still firmly attached. It's a very odd thing to find. You are yet again curious, as you have been many times throughout the process of evaluating everything up here, as you carefully peel back the tape, scratching at it with your fingernail, finding the purchase of plastic against nail, pulling up on the tape until it rips back. You slide the box apart, carefully on its side, in your lap. Inside is a doll? Or is it an action figure? Most peculiar. It doesn't ring any bells in your head, but it does seem to be somewhat like an anime character, albeit a bit more robotic. A feminine shape. Currently crumpled, joints poorly posed, most likely from having been chucked around in that box a fair bit. Honestly, it's kind of creepy, but as you examine it in the light, you notice the fine craftsmanship of this strange action figure-like robotic girl, noticing the cute little earpieces with downward antenna, reminding one of elf ears, or maybe Alamia, seeing the skin-tight catsuit across the character rendered in such carefully painted detail, noticing the real shine that wasn't just painted there, but that the material itself is actually glossy and smooth to the touch, noticing the fine range of motion that this doll has, seeing all of these robotic components, the legs almost appearing to be encased in ballet heels, noticing all of those fine details, seeing how the craftsmanship of whoever created this thing has come to bear. It's really quite well made. It's got such detail, you can see panel lining, and even tiny little marks from tools being used to open components, weathering just a little bit, appearing to be a well-maintained machine. Ball joints, even in the fingers, at such a small scale, the doll only standing about the length of your own forearm in height. It's really kind of beautiful. You decide this one's a keeper for sure, and set it aside and continue your quest. But your thoughts often return to the doll, noticing all of its unique and beautiful features, the stylish hair, the eyes appearing to almost be glowing lenses when they catch the light, the seam lines and the skin itself of the face, marking it as synthetic and not human. So many different and lovely components. And when you finally wrap up for the evening, you take it down with you to your room to study it a little bit more in better light. And as you do, you notice just how stiff and tired your body has become from all of this labor, from all of this work. It almost feels like your movements have become mechanical, probably from all the lifting and carrying of things that you've done throughout the day. To clear out that space, you begin to try posing the doll because you're bored, and you're curious as to how well it would stand up. After a few minutes, you get it into a simple enough hands-on-hips standing position and set it down on your desk, Surprisingly enough, its joints hold its own weight quite well. And even with its strange ballet heel-like legs that are almost digitigrade, but not quite, since you can see the supposed human ones enclosed inside, they appear to be more like rocket boosters. What an odd arrangement. A girl with rocket booster legs? Strange. In fact, as you examine closer, you notice that her legs are definitely encased in there, in some sort of latex point boot shoe thing. Why, looks almost like a ballet heel. Like a ballet-heeled boot. Very odd. Your examinations continue. Noticing other components, other pieces. A network of cables run across the doll's surface, connecting to joints and intimate areas. You trace them with your finger, imagining what it might feel like to have such cabling on your own body. You feel, yet again, the tiredness brought on by the day. As you toy with the doll, you find your eyes growing heavy and your mind growing sleepy. You drift for a while, half asleep at the desk, browsing mindlessly through the internet, occasionally glancing at the doll before making your way towards bed. As you lay down and flick off the lights, you could swear that your hands almost looked like they had seam lines across them, as though the joints of your fingers had balls hidden beneath the surface. It's just a trick of the lighting. It couldn't be anything more than that. You lay down, get comfortable, snuggle into bed, pull a pillow under your head, and get ready to sleep. And sleep you do, as your mind just winks off the moment your head hits the pillow, and just down into that mindless blank space. Dreams filled with the feeling of being held by strong, irresistible forces that gently pull and push until you stand or sit or move into perfect, picturesque poses, each and every one something a model would envy. Finding yourself guided more and more until you wake. As the morning's light cracks through the window, slowly illuminating the room, you see the shadow of the doll cast across the entire wall behind you. As you glance up, it looks like a full-sized person was standing next to your bed for an instant, and then you remember it's just that doll. As you pull the covers back, you're shocked to see your hands, your arms, your legs have taken on a slight shine, a synthetic quality. There are definitely seam lines taking root in you. You look down at your feet to notice they've locked into pointed, ballet heel-like positions. Your joints are mechanical. You feel your motions becoming more and more synthetic. Each part moving perfectly in sync and yet so unreal. You bring your hand up to your face, noticing the perfect mechanical grace. Your mind racing with possibilities. What is happening to you? You look at the doll, only to notice that it's shifted, changed, become less mechanical, less robotic, more human, more normal. You rush over to the table. Well, at least you try to. Your feet are locked out in point. You've never tried to stand up this way before. Sure, they don't bend, but you fall right onto your hands and knees, crawling across the floor, shocked, realizing what's happening. You see the doll now. It's It looks like more like you. You reach up. You grab it. And you find yourself lost, looking at it, forgetting instantaneously your purpose. It looks just like you. It feels just like you. You feel just like it. A doll will sit and stand and do it all with a smile. A doll can be anything once in a while. A doll always smiles. Your mind fuzzy. Your head spinning. You fall onto the floor for a moment, unable to think, feeling your chest against the rough surface of the carpet beneath you. Everything fades for a moment. Blackness envelops you. Consciousness returns. And in that one wink, you see your body has taken on the forms of that which you found the night before. Smooth latex gloves flow up your arms, hugging them tightly. Connection cables flow from wrist cuffs up to a chest piece. You find large mounds of flesh, breasts, just like the doll had, encased in tight latex, cables running to connectors perched atop nipples. You try to pull at them, only to find that they are very firmly seated to the material, and the material is very firmly seated to you. You feel the antenna-like earpieces move and twitch just a little as you turn your head. You find your feet are permanently trapped, pointed down in ballet positions. You slide your hands over your new form, feeling seam lines, finding all of it even more real than when you examined the doll before. It's quite the sensation. You rise to your feet to look for the doll, but instead, you find nothing on the table. Nothing at all. You look around your room, surprised that you can even stand with such an intense heel, on point even. Sure, you have the support of your new robotic components, but it feels like you shouldn't be able to stand like this at all. And yet it's easy, natural even. You find your face drifting into a smile unconsciously. That echoing thought from the night before, still there. Doll smile, all the while. To be played with, to be posed, thoughts pass through your mind. It would be so nice to be held in the hands of an owner. It would be enjoyable to be a toy. But you know this isn't right, this isn't you. There has to be an answer. There has to be something you can do about this. So you quickly make your way back towards the attic, making your way up through the trapdoor in the ceiling, looking through boxes, finding the discarded PVC container. Nothing inside. You look in with a light. Still nothing. You search desperately to the attic until suddenly, behind some boxes that you shift in your desperate search for something, for some answer, there's a stand. It has to be a stand. It has strange little arms with connector pins and a sturdy base. And you belong on it. Dollies should be put on display. You're a doll. You should be on display. It feels right. It feels more than right. You step up onto the platform, mind certain, turning, feeling the pin slide into your display connection. Feeling it seat into you, making you complete, finding yourself going blank as your mind whites out with the bliss of being on display, as your arms and hands and legs and face all go blank and loose as you slump down, suspended by the pin connected into you. When suddenly, light showers down on your loose form, the roof shifts, and a great hand reaches in from above, grasping with manicured fingernails and soft skin to pick you up and pull you out of this dollhouse's attic. Oh, so that's where you've gotten off to, my sweet little toy. And I was worried that I would never find you again. Don't worry, I'll take good care of you, a voice says from high above. Your head turns as you are examined to see a beautiful, purple-haired giantess. Well, maybe she's regular-sized if you happen to be a human being, but you're a doll. A sweet little display model, picked up and carried to be set on a desk, lifted with your display stand, placed on top of a PC case, posed adorably in a nice action stance, flying through the air, held in place by a mounting pin inserted directly into your back. It feels good. It feels right. Dollies should be on display and smile. So you smile for your owner. And she sits at her computer and works as you blissfully and blankly exist like a good dolly. Blankness abounds as you fade from this world, recalling, recounting, remembering, and becoming grounded in the dreamscape once more, leaving behind all the influences of being a doll until you choose to return, knowing who you are, finding yourself there with me once more in that place of potential and possibility, allowing yourself to take as much or as little as you would like. And then you can find yourself rising, slowly and certainly from that place too, each moment. Each breath bringing you closer to awareness, waking, full consciousness, with one drifting back, two more and more, three and four and five until your thoughts come alive, and six and seven, shifting, feeling your body, and nine and ten, and wide awake, feeling wonderful and refreshed. Thank you so very much for taking the time to listen. And if you have enjoyed this, please don't forget to check out my content elsewhere. And if you would like to see more of it or help support me, please consider joining my Patreon, because without my wonderful patrons, I would not be able to do this.